Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome, well, this is actually a first time for this young man coming into our studio. Dr. Joshua Rohde is here. Welcome, Joshua.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you with us. Joshua is the new, and I say that, well, not completely new, but relatively new, director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And Joshua, it's a pleasure to meet you, and hopefully this is the beginning of a long relationship, as we had with Dr. Edward Marquard, who you replaced, and you got him fired.
No, that's not at all true.
No, Ed, a longtime friend, and many, many times, dozens of times here on Conducting Conversations, and he hasn't retired completely. He's still in the music business, but he's not actively with the Civic Chorale and Orchestra anymore. You've taken over that position, and how did this all come about? Where do you come from? Where did they find you?
So when Ed announced that he was going to have his final season, which would have been last year, the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra did a search. And throughout that process, I was appointed to the position. So I was thrilled to step into an organization such as RICO. And Ed had a long and fantastic tenure and left the chorus and orchestra in great shape. And I was happy to step in.
30 years, I believe, was the amount of time that that Ed was there. And the organization continues to thrive and flourish. And you came, where did they find you? In New York or in Los Angeles? Or
no, I'm originally from Minnesota, but I've been in Boston for about the last 10 years. And now I'm between Boston, Worcester, and here in Providence.
Oh, okay. So So relatively local for the last 10 years, but you live in Massachusetts, I presume?
I do, correct.
Okay, so we don't necessarily accept you completely, but you're not, because you're not a Rhode Islander, but we'll kind of give you an okay since the organization is longstanding Rhode Island. So Minnesota, the heartland of cello music.
Yes.
How did that all come about?
I started playing cello when I was 3 years old. I'm one of three boys, and my older brother...
Wait a minute. 3 years old, you started playing cello?
3 years old, yes.
That sounds a little odd to me.
I think it is probably unusual.
Yeah.
My older brother had started playing violin at that time, and I was picking up the music that he was playing and able to sing it and loved it and asked my parents to start. And so they asked me what instrument I wanted to play. And at my wisdom of 3 years old, I said I wanted to play the cello so that I could sit down when I practiced.
Well, there you go. Well, you could have been a harmonica. It would have been easy to transport.
Considerably.
So that's amazing at 3 years old, cello. And that continued, obviously, through grade school and high school?
Correct. Yes, continued up to this day, actually. Mm-hmm. But I pursued my undergraduate degree in cello performance and then also started when I came to Boston, continued to study, and I perform professionally now throughout Boston and the area.
And doctorate at what? From what school?
Boston University.
Okay. Well, say there you go. We didn't talk about this before the show, but I also went to Boston University.
Oh, fantastic.
Say there you go. Lived right on Commonwealth Avenue.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I was just right opposite. On Harvard.
Okay. So Boston University and still in the area. And I noticed you mentioned Worcester. What happens in Worcester?
In Worcester, I work at Worcester Polytechnic Institute, WPI.
Okay. WPI, of course. And again, as teaching music?
Correct. I'm the director of choral activities there. So even though WPI is a technical STEM engineering math-based school. They have four choirs and a huge music program. So I'm the director of all of the different choirs there, work with the groups, teach some academic music classes, and thrilled to be part of that community.
So that's where your full-time position is.
That's my full-time
WPI,
job.
Yeah. All right. And then come down to work with the good people at the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra and assemble their programs and work on what's going to be coming up. And one of those things that's going to be coming up tonight that we're going to talk about is a performance in early December, right?
Correct. December 7th and 8th.
And that's going to be the Messiah.
Correct. Handel's Messiah.
Yes. Handel's Messiah. Instead of Mike's Messiah.
Exactly.
Like that, you know, right? So we're going to get to that a little bit later in the program, but we thought since this was your first opportunity to be on Conducting Conversations, we'd do a little music that is relative to your background.
Great.
And so I asked you what that might be, and you chose some selections. And what are we going to start with here?
So the first selection we're going to listen to is the prelude from Bach's Cello Suite number 3 in C major. This cello suite is a personal favorite of mine, a piece that I've performed many, many times. And I look to Bach often for music that I love and enjoy, but it's also one of the things that really got me going on music in general. When I was younger, still living at home, probably middle school, maybe early high school, my parents gave me a CD of all of Bach's cello suites. And I remember that vividly. I remember listening to it over and over. And this music, I think, is fascinating and sort of launched much of my career.
All right, let's listen to that now. Thank you. listening to music provided by the new director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, Dr. Joshua Rohde. And Joshua, that's great music. And one of the things that we talked about during the break there was the fact that you, when you went to BU, you studied with a lot of great people, right?
I did. I had the privilege to study with Ann Howard Jones and Scott Jarrett, two fantastic musicians and individuals.
And they've been at BU for a while now. They're not new kids.
No, not new kids. And Dr. Jones is now since retired, but Scott Jarrett is still there at Marsh Chapel.
All right. And so that led you to performances in other places in those times?
Absolutely, yeah. I performed a number of different times and locations while at BU, and actually one of my first concerts was down here at the Veterans Auditorium in Providence.
Oh, okay.
With Dr. Jones and the Verdi Requiem.
Wow, all right. So where does our musical journey take us now?
So one of the next turns after I came to Boston University was I went overseas to London and Birmingham, England, where I spent some time. I studied with a conductor named Simon Halsey, who is a name that some people know, but he is famous for working with the Berlin Philharmonic, the London Symphony Orchestra, and the City of Birmingham Orchestra, with conductors such as Andreas Nelsons, Simon Rattle, and other folks. And me. So I was very, very fortunate to spend some time in England, grow, learn a lot, and work with these fantastic organizations.
Wow, that's amazing. Before we listen to the next piece of music, I want to just tell everyone that the concerts we're talking about are going to be on Saturday, December 7th, and that's going to be at McVinney Auditorium in beautiful downtown Providence. If you haven't been there yet, this is your opportunity. It's a great place to see a concert, very creature-friendly, as I call it. Nice seats, there's not a bad seat in the house, and probably important to a lot of people, free parking
yes.
at McVinney Auditorium. That's going to be on Saturday evening. And
Correct. Then
on Sunday afternoon, travel up to Woonsocket there, eh? He has no idea what I'm talking about, but the audience, the radio audience knows what I'm talking about, where you're going to be at St. Anne's Church in Woonsocket, and that's Sunday afternoon matinee. And if you'd like information about either one of those concerts, go to ricco.org, and all the information is there. Or if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, you can call 401-521-5670. All right, Joshua, we have time for one more piece of music in this segment. What'll it be?
So while we've been talking a little bit about England, we're going to listen to Elgar's Cello Concerto, the first movement.
All right. It's a little bit lengthy, so we'll take a short break right after that and be back with more. Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with the new director, Dr. Joshua Rohde is here. He is the new director of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, replacing longtime friend and 30-year director, Ed Marquard. And Joshua, that's going to be a little bit intimidating sometimes when you think about the fact that you're stepping into the shoes of someone that has been doing this for a long, long time.
Absolutely. I think in many ways it could be very intimidating, especially since Ed was so beloved and did a fantastic job for a long time. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I've taken comfort in and find energy in is knowing that he's not only left a great legacy, but a lot of people. And the chorus is still there. They're set up. They're loving every bit of singing the different masterworks. And I think in many ways, where it could be intimidating, I think it's an exciting thing to step into a group like that.
It's very exciting to be able to step into a well-oiled machine, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And having things roll right along, your concert's coming up, and the organization is not missing a beat. And finding a talented young man such as yourself is a great plus. A little bit unusual, I think, in that as a cellist, you're not only a world-class cellist, but choral background and experience, and that's an interesting combination. You don't find that all the time.
That's true. Many people sort of are in one vein or the other,
right.
Either instrumental or
right.
Vocal.
And you're able to take the part of choral conducting and choral singing, which is a world unto itself for a lot of people. And blend the two together.
Yes, it's something that I really enjoy. When I was trained as a cellist, as we had talked about,
right.
I fell in love with music in general, but I clearly remember one of the first times I played Mozart's Requiem and worked with a large orchestra and chorus at the same time. And I remember being blown away in the addition of the voices, the timbre, the colors, and then, of course, the text. Something that you
sure.
get that you can't see with just an orchestra alone.
Right. The lyric is there, and it adds a lot of meaning, obviously. All right. Let's kind of pick up where we left off, except we're going to change direction a little bit. Instead of just instrumental music, we're going to get to some chorus singing here.
Absolutely. So one of the things about working with choirs that I think is so fantastic is the color and the texture. They can create a beauty that you can't find any other place. So this next selection that I've picked is from Rachmaninoff's Vespers, a wonderful romantic piece in many ways, but I've selected his Bogoro Dite Cievo, which means Rejoice, O Virgin.
Oh.
Beautiful music provided by the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, although that was not them performing. And as a matter of fact, do we know who was performing on that recording?
Yes, that recording was the 16, conducted by Harry Christophers.
Well, there you go. Now, a lot of beautiful traditional music. And then something, you know, there's always something new coming along, and you get involved with that too, not just the old standards, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that I find really exciting is not just performing sort of the old standards or the classical canon of works that people know by Bach and Handel and Mozart and different things, but I like to feature new composers. I like to work with people that are alive today, sort of experiencing the world the same time we are and seeing what their music has to say.
All right. Do we have an example of that coming up?
Absolutely. So one of the composers that I've found a lot of music that's been very moving to me and I've worked with is James McMillan. He's a living Scottish composer, and he's found quite a bit of fame recently, but I spent a lot of time with him and wrote my dissertation on his works. Specifically, two works for choir and string orchestra. The first being the Seven Last Words from the Cross, which he composed in the 90s, and then a recent work that he just composed this past year.
All right, why don't we give that a listen, and then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Be in a
the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra, the subject of tonight's program. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Dr. Joshua Rohde, who is the new conductor. Do you prefer conductor or director?
Either one is fine.
Either one is fine? Okay. He's the new Anyone is Fine from the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And we've been talking about a little bit about his background in the first segment and where he comes from beautiful downtown Minnesota, and then on to Boston, and then world traveler. And now we're talking about being here in New England between Boston and Worcester and Providence. Worcester Polytech Institute is where you spend most of your day hours, and then making journeys down to the Civic Chorale and Orchestra. How often does the Chorale and Orchestra meet?
The chorus meets every Wednesday, 7:30 to 10 for rehearsal.
Every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
Okay. Now, if I was so inclined, how would I go about trying to find out if I was good enough to be in the chorus?
To join the chorus, just come on down to one of our rehearsals on a Wednesday. You can check us out at St. Sebastian's on Cole Street, or to find out more information, you can visit our website at ricco.org.
Now, I do not have a degree in choral singing. Does that make a difference?
It does not make a difference, especially right now with me getting to know the singers and for building a little bit of rapport and for them to get to know me. We have open rehearsals, and we're happy for anyone to join us. Of course, we're just about to give our first performance, but we'd love for anyone...
After that.
After, yeah. Right. Anyone to come and join us in January.
Okay, excellent. So no particular musical background is necessary. Helpful.
Of course helpful, but not necessary.
But not necessary. Okay, great. And as a volunteer organization, which all the members of the chorus are...
Correct.
They're not a paid professional chorus... That means it takes a village, as they say. A lot of help behind the scenes, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that I've been so impressed with is with all the volunteers, the board members, and the people that make this organization go. They work really hard and have a lot of things squared away, and it's the reason I think the organization is as successful as it is.
Excellent. We're talking about two performances coming up. It's going to be on Saturday, December 7th at McVinnie Auditorium in Providence, and then again on Sunday afternoon, December 8th at St. Anne's in Woonsocket. And let's get back to the program and what people are going to hear on those concerts.
For both of those concerts, you'll hear the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra performing with four fantastic soloists, Handel's Messiah. It's a great piece that many people associate with the holidays, as you hear some of your favorite choruses, such as For Unto Us a Child is Born, and the Hallelujah Chorus, of course.
All right, let's listen to that For Unto Us a Child is Born.
For unto us a child is born.
Familiar music that you can hear when the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra presents their program at McVinney Auditorium on Saturday, December 7th, and then again Sunday afternoon, December 8th at St. Anne's in Woonsocket. Make sure you check out one or maybe even go to both performances and you can judge one against the other, right?
That'd be fantastic. They should be both great. And one of the things that I'm so excited about is McVinney and St. Anne's are two completely different venues.
Right.
McVinney, an updated new space with wonderful acoustics and comfortable chairs. And then, of course, St. Anne's with their beautiful paintings and
traditional yeah, sanctuary type of place.
Exactly. So both will be really wonderful.
For tickets or information, go to ricco.org or call 401-521-5670. Joshua, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
And look forward to doing this many more times, hopefully.
Looking forward to it.
Best of luck. I guess we can say that at this point. We don't have to say break a leg.
Absolutely.
All right, we have one piece of music left. What will it be?
So the last piece that we're going to hear is the final movement from Handel's Messiah. It's the Amen and sort of the culmination of the work.
Appropriate to end with. And we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Oh. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.